This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As promised in our last visit, here is a poem that makes the point of why goodness is an important quality to add to your faith. I don't know who the author is, but the point is clear and pertinent to our study of 2 Peter 1, 5-11. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely show the way. I can soon learn how to do it if you'll let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather learn my lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there is no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. This is a profound challenge, and that is why I believe Peter encourages us to add to our goodness knowledge. The word here translated knowledge means imperfect, partial knowledge. That is why it says in verse 8 that it needs to increase. It's not always easy to determine what Jesus would do in a given situation. Studying the Bible record of his life enables you to better discern what Jesus would do. Listening carefully to what others share about themselves and their circumstances helps you to know what to do to help them. As you apply what you determine would be the good thing to do, you will gain experiential knowledge. In fact, you sometimes will determine the wrong thing to do and still grow in your knowledge through your mistakes. Growth in any area of your life demands a certain amount of adjustment, pain, and sacrifice. If this program has been helpful to you, you can review it by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and clicking on the archives.